Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here, and tonight I have Mr. Chris Johnson on here. And so I know there, let me know if you hear audio good. I know it's got a little bit of a humming in behind it. Chris has got his, down in South Carolina, they got to actually have a guy in a little computer sitting there winding up the fan to keep it going. But you will get a lot of valuable information out of here. I guarantee it. And even if you want to share it out, I promise you other people will get awesome information. So don't be stingy. Share it out so that way you can do this. And so Chris is a longtime friend of mine. I've been down there to his place. We did some stuff down there. And so tonight we are going to talk about how, audio is good so far, how you can get to $2,000 sales tickets. And honestly, that's probably going to be a little bit of it, but most of it, I guarantee you, you will be able to see how you can grow your business, how you can do better in your business. So I just got off of this week for, a training that I just did, and it was awesome that we did this training. And so we actually had a training here in Cincinnati. We had 7 people show up, and they all got awesome value out of it, out of my in-person training this week. So with that, a little bit, Chris, tell me a little bit about who are you and where are you from and just your story.
Well, I'm Chris Johnson, and can you hear me good?
We'll try it and see, and we'll see what people say.
Okay. So Chris Johnson, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and just love to serve people, help people. We are growing exponentially this year. We'll get into that in a little bit, how God's just really transformed My whole life since January 2024. Nothing's the same.
Awesome. I will probably have to, I don't know what the deal is on my side, but I will lower my volume so the echo should go away, and that has nothing to do with you. I don't know why it's doing it on my side. It did it the other day, and I will take care of it here. So before we get here, actually, I know that as we are doing this, what is the book of the week? I asked Chris to give me the book of the week. So, Chris, tell me, what is the book of the week?
So the book of the week is a John Maxwell book. And it's called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And I'll show it to you. So this is the book that I'm digesting. So that's a book. If you're going to try to have a sales career, even outside of sales, even in just communicating with family, with your wife, with your kids, in any realm of life, this book will help you.
Awesome. So tell me, so as you've been learning in this here, and I kind of want to start off of the side of how you actually grew your, how you actually got to get your average ticket up to $2,000, and then we'll kind of go from there. So tell us a little bit about what you did to do this. And before you do that, let's get your backstory. How did you start out? You know, I know you wasn't born this way. You just didn't have a rich parent that gave you all this money. So tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Okay, so I started exterior cleaning in 2006. So actually I was a drug addict and got saved by the grace of God in 2005, February 5th to be exact. And from that moment on, God started training and transitioning my life and transforming my world. So in 2006, I couldn't find a job. I was almost unemployable. And, I borrowed $500 and I went and actually got a pressure washer from Lowe's. I got a garden hose and 500 Vistaprint cards. And I just started going door to door. And it wasn't a glory story. Like, this is not a glory story. And I'm not trying to tell you this to get sympathy and say, woe is me. Hey, we all started from a school of hard knocks. We all started from a place of most of the time uncomfortableness. Very few people start their pressure washing company from a place of comfort. So everybody can relate to what I'm saying. But it was years, man. The first year, we did 7,000. No. Yeah, 7,000. I think it was 7,000. But that's what I lived on. The whole year, 2006, was $7,000. I was in poverty. We literally lived in a camper. That water, when it rained, it would rain in on the couch. And me and my wife and basically year and a half old daughter, that's what we lived in. So fast forward, 2010, I was really getting aggravated, fed up. I couldn't get a foothold. I had never been to a pressure washing convention. I had never watched a YouTube video on it. I didn't even know that stuff existed. And I don't know if YouTube even existed in 2010. But I didn't know if it did, it did. I don't know. So I went and got a corporate job. And so I basically shut down pressure washing for about a year or two. And I was at Pepsi and I was being trained. And every time they would ask, hey, who wants to go to a sales class? Hey, who wants to go to a managerial class? Hey, who wants to go to this? Who wants to learn speed of trust? Who wants to do? I would always raise my hand, say me. And so after about 3 years at Pepsi, I started my company back up. We started washing again for fun money. So long story short, from 2010 to 2019, I stayed at Pepsi. And, you know, we were washing on the side and I was working 90 hours a week and I was really, really losing my mind because I had missed birthdays. I had missed Christmas Eve. I would wash if it fell on Saturday. I washed all day Saturday. And it just got to the point that what was I doing? What are you doing? How much is enough? What are you doing? And guys, that's a big thing I want you to ask yourself tonight. If you're doing multiple jobs and this is a side hustle and it's taking time from your family and your friends and your children's lives, what are you doing? I'm asking seriously, what are you doing? You need to analyze that because I did. And so we got into the pressure washing in 2019, March 8th was the day I left Pepsi-Cola and loved them. They love me, still have a relationship with them, still serve them. And, have zero remorse for leaving because from 2019 until 2023 of last year, when I left Pepsi, the most I had ever made was $14,000 with a pressure washer in a year. I left on faith. And I told my wife, if we could just do a couple hundred bucks a day, we would be okay. And I'll tell you the truth. By September, we had hit that goal. I had replaced every bit of the income from Pepsi, and we changed our goal, and then we hit it again in October. We changed it again, and I hit it again in November, and we hit it again. And by the end of December, we had done 116 in our first year of actual knowing how to sell something and trying to run a business. Back in 2006, I was in survival mode. 2019, I was trying to grow a business. So from 2019 to 2023, we've grew our company 419%. And last year, we ended with a 64% close rate. Our close rate was 64%, and our average ticket was Hold on one second.
Yeah, I'll meet you here. So that is when I met Chris. Hopefully my audio is doing better. That is when I met Chris, and Chris met me at the huge convention in 2022 in August. And so that was something that I got to meet Chris, and normally I don't give my phone number out to anybody. And Chris was the guy that he was just all excited, and I got all excited because I love hearing stories of people starting. And I think it's been 3 years now. So it would have probably been 2021 or 2022-ish when Chris come up to me and talking about how he had grown his business. And, you know, that's the thing that I love about Chris is, and the thing about Chris too is he's very humble, and he will show you his numbers. It's not somebody that's just saying these big numbers just to blow your mind, but he will show you. I've seen his books. I've seen this stuff. I know what he's doing. And so Chris is honest, and Chris is, has ethics, right? And so he will, if he says something, he has actually done it. So now that someone's probably leaving, I'll put you back into
Yeah, so as my son-in-law, man, there was a guy at the end of the road. He's like, hey, man, who's this red F-250? Are they trying to steal a neighbor's car? Do I need to go deal with something? I said, no, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's okay. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, guys, so that's the story. And everybody has a story. And everybody it really wants to hear your story, because your story is yours. It's not mine. You can't have my story. And I can't have Jason's, and yeah, F-Bomb, he's a good dude, too. He's got a story. I mean, man, y'all ought to go eat lunch with F-Bomb and hear his story. I heard his story. I said, dear God, man, that's a good story. And he's got a bad to the bone truck. I want his truck. But, yeah, so delve into what you want to know, Jason, and let's kick it off, man, with value, and let's blow some minds.
So one of the things that I know that I talk about, and we talked about, and this is how it's come to kind of fruition of me actually doing this in my classes now, is how do you get to $2,000 tickets of actually you go in person? That is one, right? Going in person is one. But just because you go in person doesn't mean you're going to come out with a $2,000 average ticket. That's not the case. But what we always talk about, someone also put it up here, is about the love language and the disc profile and how we can use these two things to do this. Because in the end, what is sales? So I guess we'll start there. What is sales for you?
So sales, sales is an emotional connection with your client or your prospect or your wife or your children. See, here's the problem with sales. Everybody is scared to death to say, I'm in the profession of sales. See, I'm a professional salesperson. And I love that. And it's the most rewarding job that you could ever have in the world, because I can serve people and I can give people what I know will benefit them. And see, if you walk around with a little trepidation, a little anxiety about the role of a sales individual, you're going to struggle, because everybody's scared of the door-to-door sales guy, the scammy, just that's the persona, even in movies. That's the way sales guys are presented. But that's not reality, though. So number one, it's mindset. you've got to have the right mindset that you're actually offering a service that is going to give the individual you're trying to serve something that they don't have that they need. I'm going to try to give my wife a vacation in Alaska or Canada. I want to go too, but I got to sell that idea in a way she's going to respond to it and actually be open to the concept, right? You got to sell your kids on why it's good to eat their vegetables, okay? You got to sell that. You can't just say eat your vegetables. They're going to give them to the dog or they're going to... So everything is sales. And that's what you need to understand. Everything you do in life is sales. That's
so the one thing that I would say too is, right, a lot of times what we think is sales is when we start a pressure washing business, what we think is sales is I'm going to tell them all about our equipment and how great I am, and I'm just going to vomit all about me. Is that what I'm talking about, sales? Is that how you end up getting your $2,000 average ticket?
So let me read you a quote. I got a couple quotes I want to read you tonight. And tonight's going to be a little different, guys, because usually I'm talking about me a lot, but it's really not about me. I don't want you to go away from this thinking that I want to be like Chris. I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be like you, but I want you to have some knowledge that I'm going to give you. So here he goes. Knowing your product but not knowing your customer will mean you have a lot of stuff to sell and nobody to buy. Now, that's a good quote, guys. I hope you heard that. Knowing your product but not your customer will mean you have a lot of stuff with nobody to buy it.
Say that one more time.
Knowing your product. All right, listen to me. Knowing your product, but not your customer, simply will mean you have a lot of things to sell and no one to buy them. That kind of sums it up in a nutshell.
So how do we know our customer?
You're in the people serving business, guys. You're not in the pressure washing business. And see, this is a fallacy. You've got to understand people. So disc profiling is a way that I know people. Understanding their love language, I can combine those two things that I do systematically very well. And I can read people. And I can sell to people in the way that they can interpret and then buy at a faster rate because I've actually emotionally connected with people on a really, really intimate level. And then they buy from me. But they're not buying from me. They're actually buying from themselves because I've already got them into the lane that they need to be in to feel comfortable making a purchase. And that's the secret sauce. If you will give people what they want, they will actually buy it whether they want it or not because they want it. You don't need a brand new iPhone for $1,000, but you have one in your pocket. Why? Because you want it. So you've got to create the want, not the need. See, people need an HVAC system. They don't need you to wash their house. They don't need an iPhone. They don't need a $10,000 engagement ring. They want it. That's the secret sauce, guys. It's that simple. Learn your customers. Learn disc profiling. Is something that I actually teach. I'm actually a certified coach and trainer and consultant on disc profiling. That is what I do. I do it for companies. I do it when hiring people. learning DISC and learning personality traits and love languages, that is a big deal. And tonight we don't have the time to go into all that, but you've basically got four personality traits. You've got the D, which is dominant. You've got the I, which is the influencer. You've got the S personality trait, which is literally the largest of all the four. It's over 75% are usually S's. That's like, so one out of three out of every four people you meet is an S. Those are really systematic people. They love systems. They'll be loyal to a default. And then you've got the C guy that is a real analytical person. He's more of a cautious person. They're going to ask a lot of questions. They want you to vomit on them, but a D don't. A D is a very direct, very dominant, get to the point. So a high D, if you're talking to a high D the way I'm talking to you tonight, he's going to turn me off. He's not going to hear anything I've said past the first 30 seconds of, hello, my name's Chris, I'm here to serve you. After that, he's done. You have to be able to pick up on this stuff in literally 30 seconds to a minute tops. And if you can't do that, you're going to struggle in sales.
So the other thing I've learned, and the more I've done the DISC program, you know, a lot of times, you know, the S and C are like 80-some percent of the people out there. That is your two largest groups of people, and it's like over 80% of people. And, you know, the one thing, too, is both of those is you have to build a relationship with them. You know, a D is like, get in, get out, shut up, I don't want to talk to you. But the other three people want to talk to you, right, and build a relationship. And this is back to what Chris said of not selling a product, but selling to a, you know, knowing your customer. And when you know your customer, you know, you're going to know everything about that customer. You're going to know the names of them. You're going to know their kids' names. You're going to know their husband's names. You're going to know their dog's names. You're going to know why they need it, right? And, you know, the thing that a lot of people struggle with, you know, when I talk about the love language, Chris talks about the love languages, what you will find out, and I've been doing the love languages test, and I've been doing it with a lot of couples, and what I find out is most people, they're opposites. Like me and my wife, we are completely opposites. So what does that mean? They're not getting their love buckets filled at all. So if I can just touch it just a little bit and just hit it, then that's part of me knowing my customer, right? That's the whole thing what Chris is talking about, I'm talking about, is how do we go out there and do this so people will want to buy from you? And if you're doing it in person, this is how you're able to get your average ticket up to $2,000 average, right? Now, these are things that you have to learn. It's not going to be just something overnight that you're just going to go out there and start figuring it out. It takes time, but you can do it and learn and don't stop learning.
And here's another thing too, guys. So everything I teach people in my coaching program, as I train people in sales, it's mindset. There's a guy on here right now, Brian Fletcher. I'm telling you, Brian, if you're on here, put it in the comments. What, I mean, have you not literally had a mind shift in the last month and a half as being in my coaching program? It'll transform your life when you understand it's all mind shift. When you get the right mindset, and here's one thing I want you to know tonight, okay? If you're taking notes, I want you to take this note down, and I want you to really, really, really program this in your thoughts, okay? I'm going to give you this for free. Normally, this is a lot of money. You've got to be, then you have to do, then you can have the life you want. Being starts mentally. If you will mentally be what you want to be, mentally, I am a multi-millionaire. Mentally. I live like a millionaire. Mentally. I'm now doing the things I need to do that line up with the thoughts that I have, And it won't be very long, and I will have the mindset in reality that I've been creating for the last couple of years. But if you don't be the great salesman, if you don't be the great communicator, if you don't be the high closer, you'll never do the things you need to do because you're programming your subconscious mind to always have what you've always had, and you'll never get what you think you want. So if you don't program your thoughts to be different than you are today, you won't never do anything different than you did yesterday. And then you will never have what you really want. I hope to God somebody's writing this down, because this is gold. This will change your life.
So, mindset. This is what, right? I mean, this is the book that, you know, rich people have told me to read. Think and Grow Rich, right? I know several people that read this book 3-4 times a year. They read it every day. Now, I'm going to put something back on Chris, because I know he, you know, this weekend we were at a class this weekend, and this got brought up several times, because one of them was literally a missionary that it just came off the missionary field out of, he was a fisherman guide up there, and and the problem he has is the mindset of, he's got a great heart. Like, he wants to give everything away, literally wants to give everything away. And I gave him a discount to come to class, because I'm that type of person that, I'm a sucker for helping people out, because I want you to be successful, right? And so when you ask me to give you a discount, sometimes I'm going to give it to you and sometimes I'm not. But on the other hand, I allowed him to come. He come from the mission field and I allowed him to come. And so I had several people there that was struggling with this here of, you know, and I say it right, the poor mindset. And sometimes we have a Christian mindset of a poor mentality, right? Because we're told love of money is evil. And we don't get told all the verses that money is not evil. King Solomon, Proverbs, right? So talk a little bit about that, of what your thoughts are on that, Chris.
Okay, that could be a whole lesson. Like, I've had my mind blown in the last month from one fella that I started following and watching and learning, and I'm going to his classes. And so let me ask you this, okay? Let me ask you this. Jason will like this. Jason will like this a lot. So King Solomon was the richest and wisest man that ever walked the earth. Okay, God gave that to one man, and when God asked Solomon what he wanted, he said, give me wisdom. Okay, wisdom to handle and understand. Now, I want you to understand, King Solomon, y'all understand, when the Bible was written, there was no internet. There was no television. There was no newspapers. If anybody's familiar with the story, I don't have time to get into it all tonight, but I want to give you a thought. Okay, just chew on this thought. The Bible says the Queen of Sheba got in a boat in Africa and floated all the way to the King of Solomon, because she heard about a man named Solomon that had all his chariots and all this wisdom and all this stuff. And she got to him and she said, the half had not been told. And the Bible goes on and it tells, it gives the context that Solomon did like 3,300, what we would consider post. If we were in his day and he was in our day, he would did like 3,300 posts. Like, you wonder how the Queen of Sheba heard about a man from another country that there was no newspaper, there was no internet. It's because he was so gifted and so rich and so wise that word spread like wildfire around the entire world. And, you know, the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so if you look at Solomon, he started loving money and possessions and women, and he lamented in the book of Ecclesiastes. And he said, if you live for this world, basically it's vanity and vexation of spirit. But that doesn't mean that you can't have things in this world. You can't have monetary possessions. Everybody in the Bible that God speaks of in most areas are rich people. Job was a really, really well-off guy. All the disciples basically had their own businesses. And I personally believe that that's the will of God for people, is to be a business for themselves. I got verses to show you that, but that ain't tonight's subject. But I think God literally made diamonds for his people. I believe that with all my heart. Now, I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. In the Garden of Eden, you're going to like this. In the Garden of Eden, did God tell Adam and Eve that they could eat of every tree in the garden? Freely eat of every tree except one. So see, the God we serve is a God of abundance. He told them they could eat of every tree. Nothing was held from them except one tree. One tree. And Satan, when he come into the scene, I want you to listen to what he did. Listen to what he did. He got Eve to focus on what she didn't have. The one thing she didn't have. And she got so focused on the one thing that she abandoned everything else for that one thing. And as a society, Satan is the ruler and king of the world system. Public education is a satanic, cultic institute that teaches your children to focus on what they don't have. To focus on being a line worker and an assembly line guy and go to work, punch a clock, serve good, work good, do good. You get a 401k and you retire. It's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. God wants you to have life and more abundantly. That's what he said. But you ask yourself this question. Do you focus on the abundance that you already have and get happy because you're so blessed? Or do you focus on what you don't have and sit in the closet saying, I wish I had more? I used to do that. I was that guy a year ago. I was that guy. And that guy's miserable. He's not a nice guy. He's not pleasant to be around because it's never enough. It's never enough. But I want to tell you, if you just look at the abundance that God's given you already, man, we're so blessed. Because I know what God done for me back in January this year. He transformed my life. And I want to tell you, you two, I ain't marketed since January 1. Now, I do have a little Google ad running just because it's only like $300 a month, whatever. It don't matter. And I really turned it off. It's irrelevant to me if it runs or not. I've not put out one yard sign. I've not put a flyer out. I ain't sent it every door direct mail. And God has blessed my company in ways I can't begin to explain to you. because in January I made a decision. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to live in the abundance. I'm going to live in an abundant mindset that I just believe God has got a huge thing in store for his people. I'm not against marketing. I love marketing. This is a personal thing, okay? I'm not preaching, don't market. This is a personal Chris Johnson conviction 2024. I ain't spending no money on marketing. I'm going to spend mine in God's time. And God's going to give me what he wants me to have, and I believe God wants me to have more than I could ever comprehend. But guys, you'll never go sell that way if you don't believe that way. See, I walk in houses now, and we're closing tickets at a higher rate. Our phone's ringing more. God's doing more. I got a bigger margin on the net profit side than I've ever had in the last 18 years. And it's all because God's given it to me. It ain't nothing I've done. It's all what God's done for me. God's increased my faith. I just trust God more. And he's doing it. He launched my coaching program in January this year. And I've talked with dozens and dozens of people. And they say, Chris, how are you already, quote, are you already helping that many people in less than 3 months' time? I say, because God told me in my prayer room, 1 Corinthians 10:24. Let me tell y'all something about what it said. I know I'm getting on a preaching expedition here, but I feel like this is where I need to go. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Guys, God broke my heart that day when he gave me that verse. See, it ain't about me, and it ain't about a sea of blue. It ain't about Rivertown Pro Wash. It ain't about Chris Johnson. It ain't about Jason Guyman. It ain't about nothing except helping other people get wealthy. And I don't just mean monetarily. I'm talking about help you spiritually, help you mentally, help you emotionally, help you financially, help you embrace your marriage in a way you never have, help you be a better dad, a better mom, a better neighbor, a better church member. The wealth of God is endless. And God's blessed me with the gift to understand and learn and teach. And that's why I started the coaching business, because I want to help people learn. I want to help them grow. I want to help them expand. I want to help people blossom in abundant wealth. And money's part of that. And God wants you to have it. And Satan wants you not to have it. But God wants you to have money. I feel like it took a little longer than you might have wanted, but I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what else to say, but it is true. You know, it is one of those things that if you know, I had some opportunities happen to me this year that, you know, it was, I took counsel from other people, and what they told me is pray to God and, you know, ask him, and is it good with the family? And it's, you know, you just never know what opportunities you can have by doing that. And again, a lot of this comes back to your mindset, right? Your mindset of what you believe and how you believe it is what's going to set you apart. You know, we struggled. I know what got on this conversation, but with this weekend, a lot of these people struggled with how much can I charge, right? How am I, you know, what's my value? And, you know, a lot of people don't know what their value is. And I seen someone up here posted, where did he post that here? Now I lost it. Oh, how do I know when to stop raising prices, right? When you have well-placed pricing to be profitable business, but when is it too high? You know, and a lot of times we believe that it's too high because we're looking out of it of our eyes, right? That's the eyes that we're looking out of it is our eyes. And if you worked at a $20 an hour job, you know, a $200 ticket is mind blowing for you, right? Because that's the way you look at it. That's your mindset. And so, that's what I always tell people is if you make six figures, I can get you to six figures in a pressure washing business or any business way faster than someone that isn't in a six figure business. I have a good friend that was a garbage man 3 years ago. And, this month he hit his first $100,000 month at being a pressure washing business. Jeremy Main, he was a garbage man and he hit his first $100,000 month. And you know what? It wasn't what he thought it was, right? And that's the other thing. You know, Chris was telling, we were talking about this before we started. Last year, Chris was just shy of $100,000 a month, and it about drove him crazy, right? He was working his butt off. He had three trucks, and this month he's going to be at $60,000 with one truck. Now, you tell me what's more profitable, three trucks and a whole lot of headaches, or one truck and getting there? You know, and a lot of it had to do with changing his mindset. And you know what? Chris was a yard sign man. He put out lots of yard signs. He got in trouble with yard signs. He's been in the law. He's had court. He's had all kinds of things with yard signs. And that was his number one thing. And to see him to be able to hit $100,000 a month or $60,000 a month, only thing I can say, it must have been the website I built him or something. No, I'm just joking on that. Might be some of it. Could be some a whole lot of things, right? Because I did do his website. But he does his Google My Business, and he's done it in the past. And it's one of those things when you do it, it will keep growing your business. So with that, what are some things that people can take action, right? Because it's one thing that you can just listen to us talk, but what are some steps that people can start taking action to help them get what they want?
Okay. So Ralph Waldo Emerson, he made this quote. He says, what you are speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you say. Here's an action item, okay? When you go in, I'm going to give you the really fast rundown of this, and then we'll get to what I just quoted. When you get to a house, the only way you're going to ever close any ticket anywhere near $1,500 or more, I don't care what anybody tells you, it makes no difference to me. I have the highest closing average with the highest ticket in the country, I believe. I don't know of anybody else that has a $2,072 average ticket.
I know somebody, sorry, to bust your bubble.
Okay.
Lindy out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
On washing?
On house washing, yeah. Dan and Lindy, they do. They're hitting $20,000 houses and super, like 20,000 square foot houses and stuff. So,
well, I don't know. That is super cool, though. I'm glad. I'm really, really glad to hear that. Man, I like Lindy. I like her husband. Man, I love to hear people winning. So, but here's my whole thing, guys. You're not going to get the $1,500, $2,000. $3,000 house wash prices over the phone. So all what I'm teaching tonight for the next 18 minutes, we'll go into how do you do that, the basic simplicity of it, okay? Get your mindset right, get your look right, get your attitude right, get all that stuff right. Get all that stuff right before you get to the house. When you get to the house and you walk up to the house and you walk around with the homeowner, you feel the homeowner out. You ask the right questions. You listen to what they say. Why did you call me out here? What is the pain points? How did you hear about us? Because even though they've told the office that, you ask these questions repeatedly because I want them to understand they read my Google reviews and I was the highest rated guy. The neighbor referred them, and I want them to say that to me four or five times because I want them to subconsciously be telling themselves through conscious thought, why they called me. Now, see, they called three other companies, but those companies aren't going to ask them those questions. I am. And all they're going to be thinking about for the next day is Rivertown Pro Wash and Chris Johnson, because I'm going to make them tell me so many times, right? Why'd you call me? Why'd you call me? Why'd you call me? And so the more of that stuff you can listen and hear and gather the data, the better you're going to close them, because they'll tell you in that walk around normally how they like to be closed. Now, when you go in and you come in and sit down at the kitchen table, here's where that quote comes in, that who you are speaks so loudly that they can't hear what you're saying. Guys, your language and the words you use, that they have to match your body language. If your face is saying one thing and your words are saying a different thing, your customer's picking up on that. If you don't passionately believe you're the very best in the business, but yet you're saying you are, but your face don't say that you are, the customer's picking up on that. If you have a nervous body language or an anxious body language, how many people have ever done this by show of hands that we can't see? You're thinking about the next job. And while you're talking to your customer, your mind is somewhere else. Your customer picks up on that. Guys, these are the basics. If you'll get these basics down pat, and here's what I suggest to you. Stand in front of your mirror. Look yourself right in the eyeball. And say, hello, this is Chris. Hey, I'm with Rivertown Pro Wash. Hey, thank you so much for calling us out to your house today. Do you mind coming outside and doing a little walk around with me and just show me kind of what your pain points are? Would that be okay? All right, wonderful, thank you. Yeah, get your shoes. Yeah, I'll wait on you. No problem. I'm doing it because I know that's happened. I know somebody's got to go get their shoes. So I'm just going, what am I going to say when they do that? And then you practice the walk around in the mirror. What do you say to the customer? How do you ask questions? Then you pull a chair up and you, how do I fold my arms? And if I do this, I seem like I'm standoffish at the kitchen table. So I can't never fold my arms, okay? So do they like my elbows on the table? Or I'm going to try to mirror their body language at the kitchen table. So if they're at the kitchen table with elbows on the table, then they don't mind if I do it. But if they're sitting with their hands on the table and I don't, maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll just do this and talk to them. I'm going to try two or three things at the table to see what makes them more comfortable, and I can pick up on it really, really quick. These are the small things you have to do, guys. Practice, practice, practice. Does that make sense? I hope that's coming across the way.
Makes complete sense. Kingdom Pro Wash, put look good, you feel good. And you know, the other thing too is a smile, right? Before you ever knock on the door, take a deep breath and take a big old smile, because a smile is definitely something that will rub off on them, even if they're in a bad mood. All right. So once we've walked around a little bit and we're talking to them, are we just spewing about all of the house, or what are some things that we're saying to them or asking questions about that?
So what you can do, and this is a nice little hack for you, and I want you to think about this. Everybody, I want you to think right now, think, if I were to put a picture up of 40 people that you went to an event at, what picture are you looking for? Yours, your face in the picture. You're looking for your picture, your face. I don't care who you are. That is what you're going to do. I know everybody takes her and like, no, I ain't that. That's prideful. Yeah, you're stupid too. Yes, you do. Everybody does. So does your customers. So when you get to the house, it's all about them. Because everybody loves their name. And everybody loves their home, their house, their car, their truck, their family pictures. And the more of that stuff you can talk about, and not only talk about, but get the customer to open up about, the higher tickets you're going to get with a higher close rate, because people like nothing more than to talk about them. Tonight, I've tried to be very diligent not to talk about me. I have a little bit, but you're not here to hear about me. You're here to learn about you and what you can do differently. Well, I'll give you about 30 things that if you implemented them tomorrow, you would have a double average ticket. I promise you. Just implement what we've already talked about. And you can do that. And your customer wants to know about them. They don't care that you have insurance. They don't care that your truck's wrapped. They don't care. They don't care. I don't even wear a Rivertown Pro Wash shirt when I go quote jobs anymore. I know. That sounds horrible, right? It's not, really. Nobody cares. They really don't care. I very seldom ever tell them my guys show up in uniforms. Only one or two people ask that in a month. Other than that, I don't say it. It don't matter. And I've had my guys show up this year with really, really ugly clothes, hoodies with bleach all over them that have another company's name on it, just to see if anybody actually called, ticked off. They didn't, because they don't care. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm the shirt tucked in, belt, gig line straight. My hair's high and tight. You know, when I got some, my goatee's right. My guys don't smoke on jobs. That's my personal preferences. None of my customers care about that. I'm just being honest. What do you think, Jason?
I think you're 100% right, because most of the time my guys had bleached out pants. They did have a shirt on most of the time. None of my trucks were wrapped. I never had one. My second truck I had wrapped, but it was a Ford and it blew up. And cost me two injectors. That was $3,500. And then in the next injector, so I went ahead and got rid of it. And after that, I never had one vehicle wrapped the whole time to get my $1 million in business. And so, you know, I agree 100%. People don't care about that. I know that there's people will say, well, you just don't understand, Jason, and all this other crap. But I'll be 100% honest with you on that, too, of they don't care. You know, and it's one of those things that, can it help you? Sure. Does it help you to have your website and people seeing you and your Google My Business and that to see your guys and, you know, but more so just seeing your guys, right? Like, I've got a picture that I showed this weekend and my guys just got the biggest smile spraying water, right? And that right there will light up and make people, you know, everybody wants to go show these nasty before and after pictures in your pictures and stuff. And that's not what people want to see either, right? That's, you know, if you're showing a trailer, that's who you're going to get is more trailers. If you like the trailer park and you want the $100 trailer park, go show some nasty before and after pictures of trailers, or go show one with maybe a yard sign or something in front of a, you know, a couple $1 million house. And then guess what you'll get? You'll get more $1 million houses. Because when I do that, my mindset is this is what I'm at. Not my mindset is this nasty, dirty, double wide trailer that I'm going for that I took a picture because it was so dirty. Because you know what? When I pull up to someone's house, I want to go to the clean houses. You know, there have been times when you will go up to a house and you're like, I can't even find a speck of dirt on this thing. And you clean that house and that dude will come out and be like, oh my God. Like, it will be so dramatic of how clean this thing is. And it's like, this thing wasn't even dirty. You know, I sprayed some water on it and that's all I did. But when you look at it that way, you'll be able to find things. You can grow your business. And so, with that, what are some words? You gave lots of words of wisdom tonight, but you talked about taking action. You know, we've talked about what your average ticket is. You know, it's one of those things that as you're growing a business, you know, what is your long term? What is your vision? What, you know, and even your mindset, and you talked about it, about thinking about being a multimillionaire and thinking about, right? And when you do that, you will see that you will start getting the things that you want to do. You know, the reason why I tell you to read books like Think and Grow Rich is because I want you to be successful. Right. And the reason why I tell you to read the book like The Ultimate Sales Machine, because I want you successful. You know, there's a lot of people out here that are going to try to sell you a bunch of crap. And, you know, I heard a bunch of it that, you know, you can only soft wash downstream injectors, not really soft washing. I soft washed that way for years, 5 years, made millions of dollars. You're telling me that's not the case? Chris does it. Right. But you got people wanting to sell you chemicals and sell you all this stuff, and don't buy it. I'll promise you, you can buy all that crap and it's not going to make you money. I've seen it over and over. I've seen the people buy, you know, sell the big high dollar mixer valves. When we went down there with Chris, he has the $30 pool crappy valve, and that's what he's able to get his business to get where he is today, to do $60,000 on one truck. He doesn't have some $30,000 rig, just the rig itself. He doesn't. I promise you he doesn't, because I know, I've seen his equipment. It's very basic. It's as basic as you get, but you know what? He's able to do it. And so with that, Chris, what are some words of wisdom of... just words of wisdom, I guess.
Well, I just want you to know, sales, your personality matters too. If you're a high C, you're going to struggle in sales, okay? You just are. And so everybody is not a salesperson. Everybody sells. But when your livelihood depends on it, I'm just going to be brutally honest with you. If you're an analytical guy, I had one of my coaching clients the other day, this subject come up, and a guy on his team was in the wrong seat. And I said, man, you've got this guy in the wrong seat on the bus, man. He needs to move. We started moving him. All of a sudden, the guy's happy at work. He likes his job now. He's doing what he likes. What sales? It was analytical. His paper stuff, his inventory, his Excel spreadsheets. That's what his personality type likes. Guys, this ain't rocket science. And I'm not being mean, but sometimes even us as entrepreneurs, we're in the wrong seat. And what you're not good at, you need to hire somebody to do that. And if you're not good at running management teams, hire a manager. Guess what I'm not good at? You want to know?
Oh, I know, because you're a high D, and high Ds don't do very well with high Ss.
No, I don't do good at managing. Now, because I'm focused on other things, I'm not a good manager. I'm a good leader, but I am a sorry manager. So I just promoted one of my lead tech guys, and Brian's been with me 2.5 years. He's now my lead operation manager, and that's his title. I am not the manager, so when one of my guys is late to work, I better not get a text about it. They better text Brian. If they need a day off, they have to go through Brian. And then Brian comes to me and says, hey, boss, Joe needs a day off. Hey, how we looking 2 weeks from now? Brian goes and tells him yes or no. That ain't my job anymore. And I learned that last year. So this year we're implementing that stuff. So guys, hey, if you're not the closer, if you're not the guy that's going to bring the money into the company, hire somebody else. It's not a pride thing. It's not an arrogant thing. Guys, check your ego at the door. We don't always have to be right. I would rather win and not be the dude in the driver's seat.
Jason put, I want to be in Chris. I want I want in on Chris's sales training. So what I will say is I put Chris's information, I put his LinkedIn down into the description, and I'm going to let him hit on a little bit of if anybody wants to talk to Chris. I did put his information down into, I put his LinkedIn. That was the easiest for me to do. But Chris, tell us a little bit about if someone's wanting to get with you to help you, them grow their sales side of things.
So what I do, I'll tell you the whole thing right now is because I don't want you to waste my time and I don't want to waste your time. I'll just be straight up with everybody on the call. I know there's 58 people watching right now. So my program entry level, it starts at $18,000 a year. It's $1,500 a month. And out of that, my guarantee to you is that we'll get you $200,000 more than what you made last year. Above what you made, that's my deal, is I'll make you $200,000. So that means if you started from nothing this year, and I have a client like that in Dallas, Texas, that literally signed up with me at the beginning of April, and for the last 4 weeks, they've only bought their pressure washer, their hoses, their Vistaprint cards, they got a name, they're getting a Facebook page, they're getting things done to get the company moving. And now starting May 1st, which is Wednesday, now they're kicking off going door to door, and they've been learning sales for a month from me. They've never watched a house. I'm going to make them $250,000 this year. They've never washed a house. And they bought a 4-gallon machine. And I said, I'll get you $250,000. How's that feel? They're like, sign me up. I said, well, get on the boat. Pay the money, let's go. Because when you pay the money, you'll play the game. That's why I charge. I do have a couple other top sales coaching. Some are in person. Those are a little bit hefty on the price for pressure washing guys just starting out. That's more for if you're doing, you know, $500,000 or more. That's something for that type of industry. I have high-level coaching. I have leadership coaching. We do C-level coaching, which is corporate executive coaching, corporate managers. I train leadership training through my company with corporations like light companies, electrical companies, you know, Pepsi and Coke, Merita Bread. So those are the top companies that we do corporate level leadership training with. So we're trying to get into that as well. Wonderful, wonderful thing we do. And just contact me. My LinkedIn, you can message me on that. You can message me on Messenger under Chris Johnson Leadership, or you can go to Rivertown Pro Wash or Chris and Heather Johnson. You can find me 100 ways, man. Look up Rivertown Pro Wash. You can get a hold of me. I'm not hard to find. What do you think?
I think I'm not a very good switcher here is what I think, but I'm making it work. that's what I think. I'm learning how to be a switcher here so I can give better audio to my audience here. So you don't hear echoing and all kinds of stuff until I can figure out why it's doing it. I may have to start wearing headphones. I don't know. My computer updated like 2 weeks ago, and ever since then it's been stupid. So I don't know what's going on. Why is it doing that? But we will figure it out eventually. But again, you know, the best thing you can do is invest in yourself. It's money that you will never waste. I don't care if you do his or not. I mean, if you're at that level, then do it. But if you're not at that level, then you're probably not going to have the mindset for it. And it's going to be a really rough struggle road at the end of it. I like Chris, and Chris is going to help you get to where you want to be at. I promise you that is if you put your all into it. It isn't something that you can go half-hearted into it. It's one of those things that when he gives you stuff to do, you got to go do it. Because if you don't go do it, and some of it is starting of what he said here tonight, right? that's the start of it. If you got to go do those things to be able to get to where you want to go at. I've seen people grow their business. Again, I know people that, you know, I talk about the dude out of Atlanta. He spent over $250,000 just in on education for himself, right? It's a way that people grow once you get to a level. And a lot of times I know that that's not known in the world of the day we live in, because you can find everything on YouTube, right? I got everything that you need to get to 200. I got everything to get you to $1 million on my YouTube channel. You just got to go in there and take action. It's all free. I've literally gave everything away in all of my videos. I teach you how to build a rig. I teach you how to do all of that stuff. If you want to go a little bit faster, you can go to King of Pressure Wash, right? I have a mentor membership where you can do everything. It gets you a website. It gets you all of the stuff. And every Monday night, we do a Zoom call, and people like Chris sometimes shows up and gives value. Tristan's in there, and he loves when Chris comes on there, because he asks him 157 questions and Chris will answer his questions. And so that's the awesome thing about when you join King of Pressure Wash. But what I would say is don't stop ever learning. You know, I'm still learning. Chris is still learning. And the biggest key that you can do is never stop learning. But with that, give us a words of wisdom before we head off here, and then we'll go from there.
Hey guys, just remember, like Jason said, never give up. And hey, transitioning into a different lane is not giving up. It's a shift of mindset. See, we can change our minds, okay? I want you to understand that. And a lot of people know that I have my company for sale, you know, in January this year. Well, I've changed my mind. I'm keeping it for another year or two, whatever the Lord gives me to keep. But if I sell and go to somewhere else, see, and that's a lot of things. If this ain't your lane, find something that is. Because pressure washing, I know you get it on YouTube, and I know everybody watches it, and they get all butterflies in their stomach. But guys, I'm going to be the one guy that's honest with you. It's a load of hogwash. This is hard work. Washing a house, a monkey can do. Okay? Growing a business, very few people can do. So I'm not saying like pressure washing might not be you. You might be a guy that wants to do a different business. You might be in the internet stuff. You might know HVAC, plumbing, electrical. You don't have to get into this line of work just because you watch some people on the internet. If you don't, I'll tell you this, and then we can go. If you don't love what you do, stop doing it. I love what I do. And I love coaching people. I love washing houses. I love selling house washing. I love treating my guys in here like family. There's nothing that I do that I don't truly love with all my heart. I genuinely love what I do. And it comes out in my pores. If it don't come out in your pores, change what you do, please.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it very much. You're always awesome when you come on. I know you give lots of value. These guys can take action and make things happen. But other than that, hang on here. But everybody else, I hope you all have an amazing week this week. The phone should be ringing. It is definitely something that you should be doing right now. This is the busy season for pressure washing, so go take action and make things happen. Remember, it's not one thing that makes your business. It's a lot of tiny things being consistently done of taking action. So I hope you all have a great night, and we'll see you all later. Hang on, Chris. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do it here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. and give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.